Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in hour number two of the Odd Couple Indeed. Rob Parker, Ephraim Salaam, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem your credit card rewards. Or we could simply talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for the cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. And Ephraim, we heard Steve DeSager talking about some preseason games. Take me through preseason games. First of all, I went to Washington's preseason game. They hosted the Panthers last Saturday in D.C., a 1 o'clock game. It was more about the suite and the food and hanging out with some friends. I'm going to keep it real. I watched Baker a little bit, and I watched Sam Darnold. But as a player, did it become like, are you really playing? I mean, you're not going to try to get hurt out there, but what is it like? Because I think the NFL finally gave up the ghost that fans really don't like preseason games.
No. No, they don't count. Now, there's always going to be buzz around preseason because look at the time of year that it starts, right? So there's no NBA.
Right.
Right? Baseball is trudging along.
Right. It's the dog days of August.
You know what I mean? And right. So now you need something. Right? There's no college football. It's nothing. And so once, that's why going to camp, announcing when teams go to camp, it's a big deal because it's like, oh my God, right. We almost get football.
It's not there yet. And we're going to talk more about this. I'll have you break it down more, and we'll have if people want to see it like disappear mm-hmm. completely. We'll do that in the final hour. We'll get there. I just wanted to be coming off those three games that Steve DeSego was talking about, get a quick little hit from you. But let's talk about Jacoby Brissett. We just talked about it. Tell me, Ephraim, give me your scouting report, because you're high on him. You think he's pretty good. And why the disrespect? Why do the Browns really, I mean, they signed him, right, to be the backup. Yeah. And mm-hmm. usually you're only as good as your backup quarterback. And supposedly the Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland, the Cleveland Plain Dealer, reported that if it was just six games, they go with Jacoby Brissett. If it was going to be a suspension of more than six games, that they would look into getting Jimmy Garoppolo. So what do you make of this?
Number one, you have to realize how the league works and how people view you in the league. Right? Jacoby Brissett is viewed as a backup, a serviceable backup. He's had opportunities to start. He's played well, but not well enough. So once you get a few opportunities to start and then you go to a team as a backup, or you come from a team as a backup and get an opportunity to start and then you're relegated back to being a backup, that's who you are in the NFL. Now for Jacoby, does he feel disrespected? No, because he understands the moment he's in right now, because he's been in the league for a minute. He understands no matter what they feel about me right now, I'm the starting quarterback of this team for at least 11 weeks as it stands now.
Right.
If something happens later, then that's what happens. So he views it as an opportunity. Can I convince enough people, not the Browns, their quarterback is locked in.
They gave him
really
230, right.
You couldn't get more locked in,
right?
As a NFL player. So he's taking this opportunity. If I can somehow, with this talent that we have on this Browns team, make them viable contenders to winning the division and get them to a point where Deshaun Watson can come in, if they choose to do that, and we can make it to the playoffs, I'll get an opportunity. That's more valuable than anything. Because
right.
Now he'll get another opportunity to start. Now he's taking himself from the backup category and put back into, okay, he's a serviceable starter. That's how he's looking at it.
Now, Ephraim, okay, so if you look at the schedule
yeah.
for the Browns, it's easier in the beginning, right, the first mm-hmm. six games, and then it gets really hard.
It
if you look
tough,
at the next
man.
Six games, it's against really good teams. I contend that it's not about the tougher games. It's about the easier games.
You got to win them all. You got to win them good.
Am I right?
You're
because
right.
Because the tougher games, you hope that you could split. You're not going to go 6-0 and any no kind of idea of that. But if you go 1-5 against a bad team, your season's over. Am I right? That's the scary part.
That is the scary part, yes.
Is that why the Browns are so afraid of doing this? Because if Jacoby's not good and they lose games against some teams that they're supposed to win and probably would have won with Deshaun, that's why they look at Jimmy G. And then I guess I'm asking you that and your gut to, will they pull the trigger on Jimmy G? They have made a mess of the quarterback thing.
Yeah.
They should have traded Baker Mayfield before the Deshaun thing, so nobody knew it was coming. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yep.
They should have moved him and got the best they could. They botched that. Then Deshaun. Then, you know, the suspension. And now they're looking for another quarterback.
This is why I don't think they're going to do the Jimmy G thing.
Okay.
some of what you just said, it's been a horror show, especially in the quarterback room.
It really has.
It's just been too much. They're recovering. They're healing right now, right? They're bandaged up, and they're like, whew, all right, is the tough part over? What you don't want to do when you're healing is start picking at the scab.
Right.
If Jimmy G comes in and has something to prove, and he sets the world on fire,
uh-oh, right?
Listen to me now. We get to week 11. They're 9-2. We have a problem. There's a real bona fide problem now. Because that'll be almost 2 years where Deshaun Watson hasn't played any football. We saw what he looked like in that first preseason game. Good Lord. It's not pretty. Football is not something you can sit at home away from and come back in and be great. No matter how much talent you have, there's a period of adjustment that you need, especially at the quarterback position.
Mm-hmm.
If those Browns fans think when Deshaun Watson hits the field, everything is going to be cupcakes and butterflies, they got to look here, man. The brother didn't play all last year.
Did you see that the one preseason game?
Unbelievable.
It was not pretty.
Not even close. But that just goes to show how much work he needs. He needs to be tuned back up. And when he's suspended, there's no practice. There's no meetings. There's no anything.
Right.
Right?
Don't come to the facility. We'll see you in 11 weeks.
He could be in Arizona in a yurt taking ayahuasca, wherever Aaron Rodgers went. Right? So if they bring in someone like Jimmy G and Jimmy catches fire, which we've seen him do, then they sit at 8-3, 9-2 after 11 games. What are you going to do?
That's a great question. And as good as Deshaun Watson is, and he is, he has no playoff wins. Jimmy G's been to the Super Bowl.
Come on.
I mean, like yes. If you look at the resume, and you're right, if you're 8-3, are you really making a change? I know you paid him, but are you really you're gonna take out Jimmy G? That would be hard, and you're probably right. You don't want that because you've already invested so much into Deshaun.
You can't take a controversy on top of the controversy.
Yes.
That's picking at a scab.
I didn't even think of it that way. I just thought, hey, you know, we need somebody. 11 games is a lot of the season, right? Almost three quarters, right, of the season, or 66% or something like that. And you can't afford to fall in that hole. And you just can't. The schedule's too easy. You got to be able to win those games. And I'm not saying win all six or whatever. But if you're 4-2 in that first six, right?
Yeah.
You're feeling like, okay.
You can live with that.
Right. And then you go 500 against the better teams through the next five games or whatever, you know, when you're 3-2 or 2-3. You're right there.
When you look at it, they open at the Panthers. They got the Panthers, the Jets, the Steelers, the Falcons. You should be able to compete in those games.
That's what I'm saying, right?
They'll be favored in those games, right? Then you go to the Chargers. The Chargers come to you. I don't know. You got New England, who it looks like a dumpster fire right now.
Right.
Right? So after six, you're 5-1. Okay. Go to the Ravens. That's a tough one.
Loss.
Right? You got the Bengals. That's a tough one.
That could be a loss.
But
right?
Then you go out to sunny Miami. And the Tua Tagovailoa, challenge.
Right.
You should win that one. Right? Then you got the Bills and the Buccaneers. Something may happen. I mean, crazier things that happen, but you're not expected to win those games. But if you get through that gauntlet and you've dropped four games, which would be Buccaneers, Bills, Bengals, and Ravens, maybe five, the Chargers? Is you 6-5? Right? Luck up and win one of those, 7-4? When you get Deshaun Watson back?
Right.
You I mean, that's a – with the talent that they have, defensively and offensively, That is possible for them.
All right. We want to hear from you, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. I think Ephraim makes a great point. Really does.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
It is the Odd Couple on a funky flashback Friday. Oh, my goodness. Alex is doing it. Rob Parker, Ephraim Salaam, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio Studios, 877-99 on Fox. Is our phone number, and dealing with a dead battery, head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So the next time you're having trouble with your battery, head over to AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox is the phone number. Ephraim?
Oh, yeah.
I know we got people who want to chime in.
They want to chime in.
Let's do it.
They're excited. We have Ellen in Wisconsin. You're on the Odd Couple. What you got?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
How are you, Ellen?
Rob, you and Chris cracked me up. I have a couple of things about Deshaun Watson. One is there's no guarantee that the psychiatrist or psychologist is going to release him. And with the behavior he's displayed thus far with not taking responsibility, there's no guarantee he's coming back. That's number one. So they should go get Jimmy G. The second thing is, wait for it. And within 2 years, the NFL is going to go after the Texans, force a leadership change, an ownership change, and Daniel Snyder, and then they're going to set their sights on the Haslams. They're going to get rid of all three of them.
Hey, you know what? We'll hold on to this tape because you might be on something. I'm telling you. You might be because, you know, they got rid of Richardson in Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Ephraim,
they did.
You remember that?
Yeah.
They made him sell. He was the first former player to own a team. I mean, he wasn't just some any old body. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they got him out of there.
Absolutely. And, you know, I can promise you this, Elaine, that he will be back. And the $230 fully guaranteed dollars, they're going to make whatever they have to do to get him back on the field. He will be back on the field.
877-99 on Fox.
We got Sean in Sacktown. You on the Odd Couple. What you got?
Yo, my uncle from another, my brother's behind the board. And yo, Rob, you didn't even do my man Ephraim no justice. Florin High School Panthers. Greatest footballer, two-sporter coming out of the Sacramento area. And the one dude from Sacramento who didn't get caught up with a Wizenator or vehicular homicide, Ephraim Salaam,
wow.
Baby.
Wow. Well, I was waiting for you because you know all about Sacramento.
Come
I mean,
man,
what do you want me to do?
Deep in the streets out there, man.
I understand.
Come on now.
Yo, Ephraim was a man out here, dog. And I don't know if that was really your spot, man, but that old clothing place off Laguna Boulevard, was at you? Because they had your jersey hanging up the entire time.
Of course, man. You know how it is, man. The spot, yeah.
Yes, sir.
I had good Mexican food in Sacramento, and I went out. I had lunch with Sean, who we're talking
got
to.
Got some soul food, baby. Got
and
some soul
Ephraim,
food.
Guess who picked up guess who picked up the tab, Ephraim?
Not you.
Tell
oh,
him,
you
Sean.
Know, with my aunt not only paid for my meal, but sent me home with a doggy bag for the wife. He took care of your boy,
man.
You know it. All right, what you
and
got, Sean?
And he paid for the extra shots, but don't tell nobody about that. But my take real quick on this, man, is, look, man, Ephraim hit the nail on the head. You don't cover a hat with another hat. You don't keep piling on, especially with that position. You're already paying out of your butt for Deshaun Watson. You don't even know if he's going to be the same guy after 11 games, 12 games. Then you already got Jacoby Brissett, a pretty highly paid second dude. And then you're going to pay Jimmy G, who knows if he's going to be able to even get through 11 games with that bad shoulder and his history of knee problems. That's just a terrible look. And besides all that, man, this is a poorly run organization. Once they get to that 12th week and they have to make some kind of decision on whether or not to keep the guy if he's doing well or insert Deshaun Watson, they'll probably make the bad move and miss the playoffs like you mentioned the other day, Rob. I don't see this going any way but down, and you two fellas already know what time it is. It's the Browns. No playoffs, no good, no way, no how.
There you go. Mm. Sean from Sacramento, always on point. We appreciate you, Sean. Thank you. 877-99 on Fox.
We got Shaq. Shaq!
In, Shaq!
In Richmond, Virginia. You on the Odd Couple. What you got?
What's going on, Uncle Rob? Ephraim, what it do, man?
What's good,
what
man?
Up, what up?
What's going on? Hey, look, Rob, one correction, man. Deshaun got one playoff win. You gotta give him the man his credit, man. He beat Buffalo.
Okay,
so.
Which one? He beat Buffalo? Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he beat Buffalo. But I don't think they can get Jimmy, man. I agree with everything y'all saying. I just think you're just compounding the interest of bad decisions you made. Like you got in bed with the nasty man. You got to roll with him now.
Right.
You know, Doug Gluty,
the nasty man.
Do what he do. Because if you get Jimmy G, man, and then he get hurt, you're just wasting money. And then he got to learn the system. It's a lot that goes into that, man. I wouldn't do it. I would just overset and hope that they can middle around 500. And if he catches fire, going to the playoffs, good. If he doesn't, at least he's getting his feet wet and getting back on the field.
And here's the other thing, too. You know, put Brissett in position, Ephraim, to succeed. They run the ball well, mm-hmm. run it. And when you got to throw on third down, right, you know, like make it a run-heavier offense, really, and try to win that way, right?
Yeah, you have to be able to adjust to your personnel.
Right.
And like you said, they got dynamic tight ends. They have two-headed monster running the ball.
Yes.
You live there. And that defense is come on, man. That defense is ready to go.
I'm with you. That's what I would do. And if they disrespect you, like, with the coverage, then you let Brissett throw it downfield. You know what I mean? If they're going to give
play.
It to you,
he can play. They are, you know. These guys come from the New England camp, man. When Jimmy G came out, he was hot, and Jacoby was hot, and you know they can play football. So let them play. We got one more. We got Andre in Massachusetts. You on the Odd Couple? What you got?
What's going on? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, I'm of the opinion that the Cleveland Browns can hold the line until they get back to Deshaun. And then these last, six, seven games, he's got a couple knockdown dragouts that are going to be ratings blockbusters against the Bengals and in that game against the Buccaneers. So that's going to be when we really see under the bright lights now. He's going to be overmatched because these guys will be in a flow. But those will be great opportunities for him to show well and be like, listen, I'm here now and I'm, you know, ready to lead the charge. But if they do catch L's in those games, the rest of the games, what is he got? The Saints, he's got the Texans. You know, he's got a couple winnable games. That's going to be a battle against the Ravens where he can kind of get his groove back, kind of get his feet under him. And my view is if the Cleveland Browns are able to break through, now the AFC is stacked this year, but if they can break through and get into the postseason, I think this team could get hot. That's my view.
Let me ask you this. Did you watch Deshaun in that preseason game? Did you watch any?
Oh yeah, there was too much rust. That car's been in the junkyard for years, based on how he looked. So he's got a ways to go. Clearly, you know, to your point, Rob, you're not just going to turn it on and off. And by the way, this is why Tom Brady is on a slippery slope. Previous segment, I know, but he's resting on his laurels and he doesn't know. We better get his butt back there because you can't play football. You don't play football, as you all know. You got to be there to get it going. So he's going to have to be a hungry man while he's out. But if he can come back and in those marquee games show well, I think Cleveland, they have the roster to be able to get into the playoffs second season and make some noise. I'm not going to say they're going to be the Bengals like what they did last year, but they have the ingredients to put something together in the postseason. Thanks for taking the call.
All right. Appreciate it. Yep. We will see. This is going to be interesting to see how it plays out. I know on Shekel City, I'm betting against the Browns to start until I see. You know what I mean?
See something, huh? Okay.
Well, only because, Ephraim, just like where their psyche is with the whole – it's just been a mess, right? Like,
yeah,
it's been it's like
– It is. It's a – look, that's what we call a dumpster fire, right? Who's
right.
Who's going to put the fire out?
I just think until they show me, like, that they're not affected – by this Deshaun Watson thing and what happened with Baker, and you know what I mean, and they've moved on, then I can look at them.
But you're not going to bet against them in the first two games with the Panthers and the Jets, are you? I mean, that seems a bit much.
Yeah, no, well, definitely not against with the Jets. I don't know about the Panthers. I need to see about that one, but definitely the Jets. I bet against the Jets almost every week. I mean, I'm you know, that's why I'm spending money all summer. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Okay. All right, here we go. I'm sorry, did I say that?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Mic check. Hey. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture. The you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Now, this was the jam right here. Ephraim, you remember this, don't you? No?
Yeah.
Ain't no stopping us now?
Yeah, weren't you in
I was in high school.
You were in high school when this came up.
I was in high school. I was. That's all right. I'm cool with it. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio on a funky flashback Friday. Rob Parker, Ephraim Salaam, in for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And, you know, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards in cash for any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Now let's welcome into the Odd Couple Tyler Dragon from USA Today. He's an NFL reporter. He's live at SoFi Stadium ahead of the Texans-Rams game. And Ephraim, just for your information, a guy that I helped mentor, one of my mentees who I'm very proud of, and his career is doing very well. And Tyler, say hello to Ephraim Salaam and welcome to the Odd Couple.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be on, and I love the intro that you guys had, the old school music. I love that old school R&B.
Oh, yeah. That was some good
stuff.
That
wasn't R&B. That was disco.
That was disco. That was the old days.
You old when you was in high school when disco was out.
Hey, and you know what? I had on gabardine pants, big bell bottoms. I'm telling you, I look ridiculous. I'm glad we didn't have cameras around as much, you know? We only got once or twice. But anyway, let's get to the football. And let's start here. I know we'll get to the Rams as well because you're in L.A. at the game. But, Tyler, just your thoughts on the NFL. Did they get it right? Did they swing and miss? What was your takeaway from the Deshaun Watson settlement?
Well, you know, both sides walked away unhappy, but that's kind of what a settlement is about. You know, both sides aren't going to get exactly what they wanted. I know Deshaun Watson's camp didn't want to be suspended any game in the NFL.
Yeah, okay, good luck.
And the NFL wanted an indefinite suspension. So they kind of met in the middle. I know Deshaun Watson's camp, that they were in favor of Sue L. Robinson's decision with the 6 games. But the NFL, they wanted a stiffer penalty. So, you know, I think at the end of the day, what's most important is Deshaun Watson gets the help he needs on and off the field. My colleague Jared Bell wrote a really good column about Deshaun Watson getting counseling. And I think that is something that, you know, he definitely needs to do. I know that's in part of the agreement. And that is most important to him to get his life back in order. Not only him, but then also, you know, the women that are affected. Let them, you know, find peace and get their lives back in order. So, you know, I know the NFL is going to face a backlash for, you know, the 11 games, and they're going to compare it to Calvin Ridley and all the other suspensions. But at the end of the day, what's most important is Deshaun Watson becoming a better person on and off the field, and the women that were involved then, you know, finding peace and getting their lives back in order.
Yeah, hey, Ephraim, let me just step in real quick. I just want to follow up on this. Everybody's looking at it saying, hey, the NFL, you know, Deshaun Watson, and they want to get big ratings by putting Deshaun Watson's first game against the Texans, right? Is that game in Houston?
Yes, it is in Houston.
Okay, right. But is it that, or do the NFL want him out there so he can get booed up and down the field all night and ridicule? Which one is it?
I don't think it's either, honestly. I think both sides found a happy medium. I mean, the NFL did want at least 12 games, and Deshaun Watson and his camp got it down to 11 games. So, you know, it just so happened. I do think it's kind of a coincidence that the first game is against the Houston Texans, his former team. And it's going to be a spectacle, no question, in Houston in that game because, I mean, just the storylines going on. And I do think the optics are bad. But you have to look. The week before, they were going to play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And then on that November 20th game, they were playing the Buffalo Bills. So those are big marquee games right there that he is going to miss. So the Texans, if you look at it, it's not going to get a whole lot of national attention for things happening on the field, because that's not a great game.
Oh, no.
Now, everything surrounding
with Deshaun Watson and, you know, what happened, that is going to be the attention. But it's not going to be a marquee game on CBS or Sunday Night Football or Monday Night Football. So I think for the NFL's vantage point, they want to kind of squeeze it in there and kind of fly under the radar in that December 4th game.
Well, yeah, they picked the perfect game. It's he gets to go back home. He gets to hear the crowd of the place he left and caused all the trauma. And then it's a, you know, a 10 a.m. East Coast game, regional. No one's watching it except for the people in, you know, in Houston. And I think that was the best way. Like you said, they didn't want it to be the Bills. They didn't want it to be the Buccaneers. They didn't want it to be the Bengals, right? Those are marquee games.
And it would take away from those games.
It would take away from those games. So they just plopped them in. It's going to be what it's going to be. I think the NFL is ready to really put this to bed. As we all know, they don't like when things are trying to penetrate the shield. The thing that I'm concerned about is – the $5 million, I get it. But with Ross, the owner of the Miami Dolphins, his fine, he was found for, you know, tampering, right? Which affects the integrity of the game, which the right. NFL does not go for by any stretch of the imagination. And his fine was only $1.5 million.
Which is nothing for him.
That doesn't make sense. When you're starting to hand down punishments, like what Deshaun Watson did was a black eye for the league, but it happened off the field. What Stephen Ross did was, you know, trying to affect the equality of the competition that the NFL is so heartedly trying to protect. What do you think about that?
Yeah, and you know, that's the criticism the NFL gets a lot, because a lot of times, you know, players and fans and those outside of the NFL, they think the NFL is protecting the owner. And yes, what Stephen Ross did, he affected the integrity of the game. And, you know, what he's accused of is, for a lot of people think, is worse on the field. And that could affect football's bottom line as well. So, and Sue L. Robinson said it, and you know, her decision too. A lot of times when the NFL is handing down penalties, it seems like there's a double standard between the players and the owners. And so the NFL, when they have their collective bargaining agreement with the Players Association, they're going to have to take a hard look at that, because when the owners break rules or when they do things that, you know, hurt the shield, which the NFL tries so hard to protect, they need to be penalized heavily as well. But comparing it to Deshaun Watson, that's apples and oranges. I mean, I don't want to compare it at all. But, you know, the NFL owners, they need to be penalized too when they commit penalties, especially when if it puts a black stain on NFL.
Yeah, what about, you know, the Patriots owner with the massage parlor thing? How much was this fine? Right, like you know what I mean. I'm like the guys who have all the money get fined the least, and I understand they're trying to set a precedent. They're trying to. I get that, but it seems like when you're handing out punishments to players, it's a little bit harsher than when you're handing out punishments to the owners.
There's no doubt about that, Ephraim. I think other than, like I said, Jerry Richardson being forced to sell. It's probably the stiffest thing we've seen. But Tyler, let me ask you about another player, Tom Brady. And what are you hearing about Tom Brady and his absence? Todd Bowles was like, we don't even have a you know, when he's going to come back. No timetable, was noncommittal. There's rumors out there that he's doing the Masked Singer. I don't know that he's going to be in New Jersey's Housewives. What's going on with Tom Brady?
Well, I can tell you now, I don't think he's skipping training camp to be on any reality show, Housewives or the Masked Singer or anything. You know, the Bucks are being very mum about it, and there's a reason for that. It's a personal matter, and I don't think they don't want the information to get out, and I don't think it will, and because of respect that they have for Tom Brady. At the end of the day, though, I think he's going to be in the field week one, and that's all that matters for the Buccaneers. Now, some of their players, might feel a little bit differently, like Julio Jones trying to build a rapport with Tom Brady, the center.
They got a new center at 100%. And Tyler, I think you're giving Tom Brady an easy pass in that in the past when he's had issues with his mother – health-wise, they've mentioned this. This seems too secretive. If there was something really serious and this was scheduled, this didn't pop up out of nowhere. If you go back to the original comments by Todd Bowles, he says, well, yeah, we knew about this coming into camp. So that I don't look at that as a health issue.
But did they, though? Or did they just say that because it was a mass media scrum?
Well, if they said it, then they open themselves up to this type of criticism, right?
And I get the criticism, but then if it's a personal matter with something with his family, something with his children, then I can see why. Let me ask you this.
If you found out that he had a family vacation booked to Europe for those 2 weeks, no, I'm asking seriously, and then you find out that's what it was, do you lose a little respect for Tom Brady?
Yes. But I think it's more serious, and I don't believe it is because of a family vacation or going on a Masked Singer or Desperate Housewives. They have a Real Housewives of Tampa Bay, I think, now, too. So I don't think it's going to be any of those.
Please don't be that. Please don't be that.
I do think it's more serious.
Ask him one more question about the Rams. Can they repeat or something? Like, you got a Rams or Matthew Stafford. We need one more question.
Yeah, no, I got you. What are we hearing about Matthew's elbow? Is this serious? Because when you started coming out with, we did this and maybe that, and we're just being cautious, is this something Rams fans and the Rams should be worried about moving forward through the season?
Well, you know, Stafford did say his elbow is good and he is on track, so I do expect him to be in the field week one. I think the Rams are being cautious when, you know, you have an elbow injury for a quarterback. You never want that to begin with, but you don't want to avoid like Tommy John surgery. So I think rest and, you know, him not taking all those throws during training camp and all those reps and him obviously not playing in the preseason, I think they're just being really cautious because the Rams, let's face it, you look across the NFC, they are probably the favorite to go back to the Super Bowl in Glendale, Arizona this year. I mean, a lot of teams in the NFC got worse. The Green Bay Packers got worse. The Dallas Cowboys got worse. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers probably got worse.
All right, then. Thank you so much, Tyler. We appreciate it. The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, stick and stay. Ephraim and I will continue the conversation with you. It is the Odd Couple on a Funky Flashback Friday. Rob Parker, Ephraim Salaam, right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
Everyone across the great U.S. of A.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week.
Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds from Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.